When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to the show, my friends, and happy Wednesday. It's time for us to take a moment here to connect with our bodies and, more specifically for this week's meditation practice, connect with our beautiful, bold, brave beating hearts. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning, and I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So let's find a comfortable posture. You can uncross your legs if you're sitting on a chair and just ground the soles of the feet to the earth. If you're sitting on the earth, then any comfortable seat, you know, maybe just regular cross-legged, maybe with a cushion or a pillow beneath your sit bones. Just grounding to the earth here, but making yourself very, very comfortable. And then rolling the shoulders backward a couple times. You can shrug them up toward your ears and then pull them back and down the back body. And do that a few times, round and round. Eventually softening the shoulders down and away from the ears. Let the spine lengthen a little bit here so the crown of the head extends taller up toward the sky. And then when you arrive to a place that feels like center both in your physical posture and that you're not leaning to one side or too far forward, too far back, but right at the center of your body here, shoulders aligned above the hips, but also a place of center energetically, where you can bring your awareness inward and start to land and really let yourself arrive to this moment. We're going to go ahead and place the palms of our hands on top of our heart. So palms of the hands pressing onto the center of the chest. Breathing deeply here. And as you let your hands rest here on your heart center, take a few moments to start to bring your presence into this part of your physical and emotional body. What is going on inside of your heart today? How are you doing today? How are you really? You can slow down the breath a little bit more and just start to move deeper into this container of your own heart. And you might notice that the moment you connect with your heart space, something shifts subtly
in your body. Maybe your shoulders relax a little bit more. Maybe a wave of emotion comes your way. Perhaps you sense a little bit of a disconnect. Just notice there's no wrong way here to encounter and meet yourself from this place of the heart. So just keep your hands connected. Breathe deeply in and out through the nose. And stay with your presence right here. Your heart is a container for all of your emotions. For so many big experiences. It's not just where we hold and feel and experience love and compassion. But the heart also holds our shame, our fears, our insecurities, our anger, and of course, our gratitude and joy and happiness. The heart holds it all. So notice what feels particularly present for you here today. Perhaps your heart has been longing to be seen. And perhaps there is a feeling here at the surface of your heart that's been longing to be expressed. A part of you that's been wanting to be heard, acknowledged, supported. Maybe you're just deeply longing to be held. Now, without having to do anything with what you encounter here in the heart. We don't have to fix anything here. We don't have to remove or add anything here. Nothing has to shift or change. We are simply taking a bit of time to meet ourselves in this very vulnerable place of the heart. And perhaps breathing a little bit deeper now. Allowing this feeling, whatever it may be today, to take up a little bit more space. So if the feeling feels dynamic and energetic and something that resembles pride or excitement or happiness, see if you can make a very subtle shift in your posture right now to embody that feeling a little bit more. That might include stretching taller or lifting your heart a little higher to the sky, maybe even reaching your arms up. See if there's a shift in your posture there that can align a little bit deeper with what you are feeling. And of course, if what you are feeling here now today, if it's something that resembles sadness or fear, worry. Same thing there. For a moment, just let your body align with the energy of that emotion. So without having to push it away, without having to pretend. Maybe there you wrap your arms around yourself, you give yourself a hug, you might make yourself smaller, round the upper back, pull your knees into your chest. Just taking a moment right here to allow your physical manifestation of your body in this moment to become very close with the feeling that's here in your heart. That means we don't have to make ourselves small on anyone else's behalf or hide our feeling or shrink our emotion or pretend like this is not here. But we're taking a moment to really allow what is to be the way it is. Now let's take a deep, deep, deep full breath all the way into the heart and then down into the belly. Take up some space here. And as you open the mouth, let it all go. Release. Now, perhaps you want to give yourself another 5 or 10 minutes to embody and with your physical body mirror the feeling that's inside, maybe with a little bit of movement, or perhaps there's an emotion that actually wants to release. It could be a good idea right now to give yourself a little bit more space to allow this feeling to pass through, to be processed, to be felt, to be acknowledged and experienced. Thank you so much for taking some time here today to tend to your heart, remembering that you are innately good and absolutely so good enough just the way you are. The Daily Practice will be back tomorrow.